a good Nerev Shabbos, and a good Nerev Yom Tov. This is it until Rosh Hashanah. And this morning, when Rabbi Milstein was blowing the shofar, I tried, even though we are perhaps insensitive to the effect of the shofar, when the shofar sound is heard throughout the Beis Medrash, and the pasuk says, "If you talk a shofar beir," that if there's a sound of the shofar in the ear, there's a sound of a shofar in the city. Are people not afraid? Are people not afraid? Nobody's afraid. The shofar makes its noise in the tunnel, and nobody's afraid. The Rambam says it's not about being afraid; it's about waking up. It's just to wake up. The shofar is like a wake-up call. So whenever a Milstein blows the shofar, I try to say to myself, wake up, 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 because I'm not so sure that the sound of the shofar itself is going to wake me up. Sometimes people wake up, but they have no idea why they woke up. There are people who wake up, they come to yeshiva on time in the morning, which is marvelous, but once they get here, it's almost like they're confused. Why did I get up this morning? Where am I? What is this place? Wow. That's funny. How did I end up here? David HaMelech was like that too. The pasuk says by David HaMelech, "Oyim deyisay yiraglinu b'sharech Yerushalayim." David HaMelech says that he woke up every morning, Netano, and his feet on their own. They took him to the Beis Medrash. He just woke up. Oh, wait, how did I end up here? I took a little walk. I ended up in a Beis Medrash. That's pretty cool. Sometimes people do that. You start walking. You ever do this? You start walking, and you end up, you have no idea, hey, you ended up here. I wasn't even paying attention to where I was walking. My brother, Zal Gazin Zayin, he had lived in a house in a certain part of Lakewood. If you know Lakewood, it's off 14th Street. He had lived off 14th Street. One day, he and his wife are being a storm. That's between First Seder and Second Seder. He was at home eating lunch. And in the middle, in his house, suddenly walks in a man. A man opens the door. An older man. He walks inside. And he's thinking and learning. He's thinking. And then he gets into the kitchen. Literally, this guy walks in the house. He gets into the kitchen. He looks up at the shelves. No, it's not my house. It's not my house. And he turns around and he walks straight out of the house. It was my chavrus's father, actually. He was like a real major Talmud Chacham. But you know, his feet took him. Okay, his feet didn't really know where they were supposed to go. Meir Shiva Bender, he has a brother-in-law, a huge Talmud Chacham, one of like the Gedalim that nobody knew about and nobody knows about. Rav Moshe Shimon Shapiro, Rav Moshe Shimon. Rabbi Yanofsky, you know Rav Moshe Shimon Shapiro? Rav Moshe Shimon Shapiro. He was, Yama Talmud. But Rav Moshe Shimon is like, he's all in learning Torah. You see him, there's nothing else in his life. So one time, his wife, my yeshiva sister, Rabbi Yanofsky's sister, decided that they had to move. For whatever reason, they had to move to a new house. They lived on 8th Street in Lakewood and Forest Avenue. They were moving to 7th Street and Forest Avenue. His wife had to tell him how to get there. He did not know any other place besides from yeshiva to his house. He knew, and I go to yeshiva, I'm thinking of learning, okay, I make a left at this point, I make a right at that point, and that's my house. So she walked with him on the path to show him, tomorrow you're going to do this, and only one street, because yeshiva's on 6th, he was moving to 7th. Instead of going 6th to 8th, he was going 6th to 7th. Huh? No, he doesn't. He only cares about certain things. I know people who are playing video games. Somebody comes up to them. Hi, your brother just fell off a cliff. Yeah, whoa. Yeah. Hi. You know, I remember when I was a wee lad, I once came home. I'm not going to say which sibling of mine this was, but I once came home, and we had a big metal door. I slammed this big metal door, sorry door, I slammed it shut, and I ripped off the top corner of my index finger. The corner. I was screaming in so much pain. Help! Is anybody there? Is anybody there? Okay? A family member of mine takes like 3 minutes. Yeah, is everything okay? Are you okay? Oh my God! I'm telling you. I ended up calling Hatzalah on myself, right? They glued it back together. few staples. And listen, it's great now. But no, but to be honest, you're into something. You don't pay attention to anything else. You don't pay attention to anything else. You get into working out. Yeah, Nathan? You get into working out. You're suddenly paying attention to everybody around you. Oh my gosh, that guy next to me, he looks like he can use some assistance. No, you're totally focused on this. Rav Moshe Shimon's all goes inside. Tyra is it by him. He cares about something very important. I hate to break it to you. He cares. He, a guy who worked out the best in his life, how long is that going to last him? I think he's the best worked out guy. See, he's what? Until he's 85 years old, he's going to be able to work out. Maybe until he's 85. So what? So from the age of 15 to 85, 70 years, he gets to keep that. Rav Moshe Shimon is almost 90 years old. He gets to do that much longer than everybody was working out. Something he invested on, he gets to keep till the day he dies and goes beyond. I can tell you in the next world, very few people working out in the next world. You know, when their bones have fallen off their body, it's not so easy to do exercise anymore. But the point is, you have a certain person, a person like that, Rav Moshe Shimon. This guy walks into a house. David HaMelech's feet took him to the Beis Medrash Gavi on its own. It just walked there. It just ended up there. People wake up in the morning, they look around the tunnel, it's geschmack. They look around and they somehow just end up there. And they live life totally unconsciously, a zombie roaming around. How did I get here? Svi, how did you get here? Where are you going? Yeah, I don't know. It's a very, very, please wait for me outside. Thank you. It's a very, very, very sad and confusing way to live. It's a very sad. It's a very, very sad and confusing way to live. If a person's going to live that way, they live a life totally unconsciously, not being aware what they're doing. So I'm listening to Rabbi Milstein's Blowing the Shofar. Wake up, wake up, wake up. But even after you wake up, like I said, what did I wake up for? Why am I up in the morning? Why am I putting in so much effort of that Mesiras Nefesh to do something? And if a person who simply wakes up in the morning, yes, he will come to the Beis Medrash. He'll have no idea why he pushed himself. He'll put his head straight down on the table and pass out because he has no idea what he's even living for. You ask that person, what is the most important thing in your life? Go up to a few people. First, ask yourself this question. Go to a mirror and ask yourself this question. Five things. What are the five most important things in my life? Five most important things in your life. I hope you have five. I hope there's a list of five things there that you can come up with. The five most important things in your life. Which one of those five most important things are you actually working on? What do I have value in my life? What am I spending time on developing? Is there anything new I want to be? I wrote a list for myself on my phone. I wonder if I still have it. I'll look right now. Yeah? A list on my phone. Oh, I wrote some of my life goals. Right? Number one on my list. To do what Hashem wants me to do. I want to know, how can I do what Hashem wants me to do? I want to do it. I want to be a great husband. That's on my list. I want to be a great father. What am I putting in to my effort to be that type of person? Don't you want to be a great son? Don't you want to be a great son? Your parents and all the parents in the neighborhood are always jealous. Oh, if only I had a son like Shua. That Shua, he's such an incredible son. Wouldn't that be something that you aspire to? You strive for? I can be a great son. I'm not just a spoiled brat that has expectations of my parents. They should be doing everything for me. They are my slave. They are expected to feed me all the time. They are expected to buy me new shoes. When my shoes aren't perfect, they should get me a second pair. They should drive me everywhere all the time because my parents' lives exist as long as I see them in existence. But so long as I don't see them, they don't exist. And when I snap to it, they should be driving me wherever I go. Is that what type of son we should be? Or should one of our goals be, I want to be a great son? I think I want to be a great son. I look for opportunities. My father, Zecharon Livracha, who's Yahrzeit, is coming up in a few days. My father was an incredible son. Every single morning, my father davened with his father. My grandfather davened at 6:30 every single morning. My father woke up at 6:13 on the button every single morning, went to shul to daven with his father at 6:30. He put on his father's tefillin for him. He took off his father's tefillin for him. Sometimes, my father was in the medical field, sometimes he had to check my grandfather's blood sugar. He had to check it, but he knew the halacha, he's not allowed to make a grandfather bleed, so he would hold it, and somebody else, I remember I was there a few times, somebody else would have to press the button in order to get blood over there to test the blood sugar. And then that morning, right after Shachris, the Shachris ends 7:15, every single morning, I'm telling you, every single morning he'd go upstairs. My grandparents lived upstairs on top of the shul. He'd go upstairs, and he would go to my grandmother, good morning, mother, that's it, good morning, mother, good morning, rabbi, and he'd say good morning to them, and then he would go around the house checking, are any lights out? He would ask my grandmother, do you want me to reset the radio? She had a computer later on to be able to listen to the radio on the internet. He had to set it up for her. Are the speakers loud enough? Do you need anything? This is what he spent 7:15 to 8:30 doing, taking care of his parents every morning. He'd come home after that, and then he would begin his day, and he was at work at 9 o'clock every single morning. But he strove for that. We never went away for Pesach. The first time we ever went away for Pesach was when my grandfather was nifter. That was the year we went away. My grandmother was the first time she ever left. She went to one of my uncles, my own uncle. She went to my uncle. She wanted to go to Muncie, and that was the first time we ever went away for Pesach. We were always there. And it wasn't like we were complaining. My father, of course, you take care of your parents. We wanted to be the best son possible. You take care of your parents. You take care of your parents. I look at the image of what my father did for his parents. Of course, I have it on my. I want to be a great son. I want to be able to copy that in some way. What can I do? Rosh Hashanah is coming up. It's just a few days left. Did you look for opportunities of how you can be better? What it is, my goals in life? I'm looking at my goals in life, y'all. What can I do to be better? Just a small thing. Did you pick anything? Anything, not a 10-thing list. Is there something on your list that I am going to do to be better? Even if it's once a day, 5 minutes a day. I don't want to make it too small. But when it comes to tshuva, there's nothing too small. There's a pasuk in this week's parasha. It's such a great song. It's important. The pasuk says, Ki ha mitzvah hazais. What's this mitzvah? What's this mitzvah? Is it Torah, learning of Torah, doing tshuva? Let's go with doing tshuva. Ki a mitzvah azayis, this mitzvah of doing tshuva. Asher anecha mitzvah v'chai, Hashem commanded you, Gavi, doing tshuva, a.k.a. being better than you are right now. I'm looking around the room, I see incredible people here. Yeah, there are incredible people here. But I'm pretty sure we can all be better. Is that true? God, would you agree? We can all be better? We can all take a step forward? Tshuva, that's what tshuva means. Tshuva means be better. Be better, take a step forward. Take one step, then one step after that, and you'll eventually take a lot of steps. But focus on one step. Is that hard? Is that hard to do? He says no. How do you know it's not hard? You did it before. Yeah, and I have another reason you know it's not hard. Because, your fingers, your toes, you're here, all your clothing, you know who created all that? God. He probably knows how to work you pretty well. He knows the manual of Netanel. He knows it very, very well. He has a whole manual on you. He knows exactly everything about you, much better than you know yourself. All the things that you're looking at yourself and you're lying about yourself and you're making up about yourself, Hashem knows the truth. He knows it all, and He loves you, and He cares about you. And He also says, you want to be better, Netanel? He says this, Ki karv alecha adavar mo'ed. It's very, very easy. Meir, it's very, very easy to be better. It's very, very, very easy. I told the guys in my class, yeah, I'm a nerd. What can I do? They all knew that already. They didn't help. Yeah, I'm a nerd. On my hand, I have this fancy schmancy, not so fancy schmancy, but this watch. I got this watch. It's weird. I'm totally the last person in the world to get a watch like this. Okay, it's weird. Why did I get a watch like this? A little over a month ago, I had an avoida I was working on. But, it's something that I worked on a lot, and sometimes I'm better at it, and sometimes I'm worse at it. So what did I do? I told myself, Chaf Aleph Elul, I'm going to be perfect in this until Chaf Aleph Elul. If I'm perfect, now, I'm an old man, and I'm making a program myself, a prize for myself. If I am perfect in this until Chaf Aleph Elul, I will buy myself something that I would never normally buy myself. That's what I told myself. I got to Chaf Aleph El, I put a schedule on my phone, on my calendar. It says, I did it. I went to the store this past Sunday, it was Chaf Aleph El. I went to Best Buy, I told the guy behind the counter, yeah, can I get this watch? I got the watch. I would never, I don't spend anything. When I got married, I told my wife, I spend money on two things. That's it. Anything else, she could spend all the money on it. I spend money on two things. I spend money on Sfarim, and I spend money on staple supplies. Nothing else. Writing and notebooks. Sfarim. I will not spend money on anything else. That's it. She could, whatever it is, whatever she wants to spend money on, she does it right. She's not that type of person who spends too much. But she spends. And here I am. I made this program with myself. What's wrong with that? Make a program with yourself. If I'm good on this for a week, I'm good on this for a month, I'm good on this for 3 months. I now I'm making a second program for myself. 3 months. In 3 months from now, I put it on. Chaf Aleph Kislev. If I get to Chaf Aleph Kislev, I added two more things to my list. Great. I'm going to give myself another prize. You'll have to wait to see what that prize is. Yeah? But I'm going to give myself... What's wrong with that? Tshuva is easy. Tshuva is easy. What are you doing? What are you working on? Yosef, are you going to work on something? Are you going to make yourself a list? You're going to put it in front of you? You think only that guy in the red jacket and the white beard and the thing on top, only he gets to make lists? No, we can make lists too. We'll make a list of the things that we're going to try to work on. We're going to try to be better. You need help. Go speak to somebody. You need help. You want to talk to somebody about what it is you could work on. Tshuva is easy. Tshuva is easy. If you can have a guy who's a weakling, who can go to the workout, and he can work out and work out. Yeah, I'm doing tshuva myself. I have a coach. His name is Meir Weiss. Last Thursday, we went out. Hi. Last Thursday, we went to the park. Meir Weiss is a big athlete. So I was very foolish. I decided I'm going to run after him. So we were run with him. So we were running, and a few seconds later, it became after him because he was... and I'm trying to get there, and I ran all of how long? A minute and 32 seconds. After that, Baruch Hashem, there were bushes there. I got to hide behind the bushes, and... okay. Fine. So I said to Meir, how much should I run tonight? So, the next day, he said, 2 minutes. Great, 2 minutes. I ran 2 minutes. Somehow, no Hatzalah. Okay, great. What should I do the next night? Okay, what did I do the next night? I think I did, I don't know, it was 2:30 or 3 minutes. But then I did 3 minutes. And then I did 3:30. And then I did 4 minutes. And then last night, I didn't do anything. But the point is, you could work on it incrementally. Do tshuva. Do tshuva. Every single one of us. Don't take that example. You guys are in much better shape. But do tshuva. Work on something. On something of yourself. Your relationship with your parents. Your relationship with your friends. Your relationship with your Rebbe. Your relationship with Hashem. Your relationship with yourself. Oh my gosh, we need to work on that. Gavi, if it was just for this, it was worth staying. Your relationship with yourself. You deserve to be happy. You deserve to be positive. What can I do to put myself in that state of mind? Incrementally, find opportunities. You have an avoida. You have an avoida of tshuva to return to Hashem. How close do you have to be returned to Hashem? My Rebbe always asks this question. Nachman Berman, our wonderful alumnus, sent me a picture of himself by the Kotel. He's by the Kotel. My Rebbe always asked, you go to the Kotel, you have to be by the Kotel. How close to the Kotel do you have to be by the Kotel? How close? If I'm on the wall, is that by the Kotel? What if I'm 100 feet away? Am I still by the Kotel? You'd say maybe yes. Or maybe if you're in that plaza, then you're by the Kotel. What if I'm all the way to the back wall? I'm not, mamish squished that Isha Torah. I'm by. Am I still by the Kotel? How close do you have to be by the Kotel? My Rebbe holds as long as you're in like Yerushalayim. You're by the Kotel. You're by the Kotel. How close do you have to be? Tshuva means get close to be by Hashem. How close? Every day a little closer. And you'll be by Hashem. That's what we're looking for. Kikarov elecha adavar me'oid beficha uvelvavcha lasa yisai. Get close to Hashem. It's easy. It's easy. Incrementally make programs, prizes, opportunities for yourself. Give yourself a chance. You want to give yourself a chance to be happy with yourself? Yeah, you're smiling so much. Smile when we're not around. In the bathroom, you look in the mirror, smile then too. Be'ezer Hashem, you should have happy and healthy. These are beautiful Shabbos, beautiful Cholent, delicious mirrors.